Welcome to the podcast. It's Owen again. I got a chance this week to catch up with former Cal Poly point guard Amari Furman for the second time in about a month. Amari just got done with Central Basket playing for the Dominican Republic national team and is now getting ready to go down to the Dominican Republic to begin his professional career. I caught up with Amari in between moving boxes. It sounds like he's moving out of his San Luis Obispo place, and he had some insight into what it's like to play again, what it's like to play for Coach Calipari, and also what his outlook is for playing professionally, the difference between the expectations professionally versus what they were at Cal Poly, and some other things that are interesting as well as far as the Caribbean and basketball down there, the fans, etc. Hope you enjoy a fansmanship.com podcast here on fansmanship.com. I'm here with Amari Furman from most recently the Dominican Republic national team, former Cal Poly point guard, back here in San Luis before moving out to the Dominican for a few months. Amari, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
I'm great. So Central Basket was a tournament of basically the Caribbean and Central America, and Dominican Republic is traditionally a pretty solid squad. Puerto Rico is kind of the you know, traditionally the dominant team, and the tournament was in Puerto Rico and in San Juan, and you guys came out in the championship game over the Puerto Rico team. Yeah. So tell me about how Central Basket was for you, what the experience was like for you.
It was an amazing experience, to be honest. It was just being there and being around guys that are professional basketball players in the NBA level and then the overseas level. It was just, you know, an amazing experience. You know, I was there. I looked at myself as a little young kid, and, you know, everybody called the rookie. You know, everybody wants to be on the top level. Everybody wants to get a chance to play. But, you know, I felt like, you know, it was a learning process, and I was around the right people to tell me what, you know, how this goes and how to get a head start with this opportunity. But it was great. It was wonderful.
That's great. So tell me how the tournament went. I mean, I saw online that you got some playing time in the earlier games as things got kind of a little dicier. Coach Cal shortened his bench a little bit, I know. Tell me about what the experience was like for you overall as far as getting into games, playing. You can read a lot online, but mostly in Spanish, so I did my best. Tell me from your perspective, how was the tournament in general?
Okay, well, you know, my situation was kind of different from most of the other players. You know, they started training camp 2 weeks before I got there, and when I got there, it only took me 3 days to, you know, I had to get accommodated to play.
And that was because you graduated. You're walking at Poly.
Yeah, I graduated on Saturday, and then I got a phone call on Sunday. You know, you had to, do you have to fly out tonight or tomorrow? And I was just like, wow, I don't know what to do. And actually, it was crazy because I was in L.A. at the time, and I had to drive all the way back to San Luis Obispo to get my passport and drive back to L.A. to fly out Monday morning. So when I got there Monday, it was just, you know, just as soon as I got there, I had to sit on the bench and look at the guys that was playing. They were scrimmaging a division D-League team, and you know, it was just wild. Like, I'm really here. I was just graduated 2 days ago, but my situation was different from the other guys as far as playing time because I was new to the offense and new to the plays, and I was actually the youngest guard we had. And Coach Calipari, and Coach Antigua, which I have a good relationship with, he was just like, you know, you have to take your time.
Thanks.
So he said, you know, you have to take your time with this and learn the offense. You know, we happy you here. He says a lot about your character that you made the team, and I was just going day by day. But as far as the Central Basket, you know, it was one game I played about 14 minutes. Most of the other games I played, you know, 5 to 4, 6 minutes. But I was just happy to be out there. You know, I was happy to get the opportunity to play, which I was playing backing up a guy that played 6 years with the Dominican national team already. So it was all a learning experience. Yeah.
Great. Tell me about what it was like beating Puerto Rico in Puerto Rico. Now, I know there's a big rivalry there, and I don't know how much of a how much you think of yourself, you know, or identify with the Dominican team. How much you follow them?
or you have followed them over the course of the last number of years. But it's got to be a big deal to beat Puerto Rico, and especially to beat them in Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's kind of one of the things Coach Calipari, you know, came along with the Dominican national team is because Puerto Rico has always had an advantage over Dominican Republic. And people don't know, we scrimmaged them. We actually scrimmaged them a Saturday before the championship game, and it was intense. I actually played 20 minutes against J.J. Barrera, and it was fun. We won by 2 points. So coming into Central Basket, playing in Puerto Rico and playing the Puerto Rican national team, the crowd was against us. It was over, like, 25,000 people there. It was intense. And, you know, it was a time we was down, like, 10 points, and then we came back, rallied back, and we won the championship. It was crazy, man. It was just it was all smiles from there. You know, if I played 1 minute or 20 minutes, it was still, you know, I got actually accomplished something, and I was part of a team that won a championship. You know, that was a crazy, great experience for me.
Great. I actually got a chance to be in San Juan about 3 weeks before you were there, and I got a chance to go down to, like, old San Juan. Had you been to Puerto Rico before, or was that your first time?
Actually, my uncle lives in Puerto Rico. Well, I've been to Puerto Rico when I was a little kid. I was, like, 5 when I went to Puerto Rico.
Did you guys get a chance to do any sightseeing in old San Juan or see anything? Sightseeing?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We went to a lot of nice beaches around the area. You know, we was in San Juan, which is, like, it's amazing, man. It's, you know, you've been there. And it was great. It was just a great, great experience.
I'm here with Amari Furman from Cal Poly, most recently, and the Dominican national team. How are expectations? Well, let me ask you this question first. Practicing and playing with guys like Al Horford and Francisco Garcia, that's got to be an interesting experience, at least. What did you learn from those guys, playing and practicing with them for a number of days in a row, a couple weeks in a row? What kinds of things do you pick up from guys like Garcia and Horford?
Just the level of professionalism, you know, the seriousness, the way those guys walk in the gym, and, you know, it's all jokes and smiles, and as soon as they get in the locker room, it's like they start getting ready, and they take about 20, 25 minutes just to get ready and stretch out, and it's like constantly the same thing that you look at and you say, wow, like, I have to be that same kind of guy, as professional as they are. As soon as they get on the court, everything is serious. You know, the shots they take, the talk and the communication, the leadership, everything is there, you know. And it's just the level of professionalism is so much different than college, so much different.
Is that something that you're trying to kind of emulate as you kind of start your professional career?
Yeah, definitely. Being a point guard, definitely I have to start being more of a leader. And, you know, coming out of Cal Poly, I was a leader, of course. But it's just like Cal Perry told me, he was, you know, you're not coaching. I mean, you're not leading a bunch of kids no more. You're not leading college guys. You're going to lead a bunch of men. So you being a young 24-year-old point guard, well, 25. I just turned 25 2 days ago.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, appreciate it. And he was just saying, you have to lead a bunch of grown men now. You know, you have to have that vocal leadership, and that's something I learned from Al Horford, because he's always speaking and being a leader.
Yeah, great. I guess you just spoke to this. How are those expectations? They just have to be so much different than the expectations that, for instance, like Coach Calero had for you to be kind of the floor general, leading everybody. And I guess you still have to do that when you're a point guard, but that's got to be a little bit tougher, right, when you're dealing with guys who are in the NBA, guys who, like you said, have been around on the national team for 6 years, when you're kind of a relative unknown comparatively.
Yeah, it's just, you know, like, I took that advice and I took it and ran with me. You know, when I came back to California, that was one of the things that stuck in my mind. Him saying, you know, you're not going to lead a bunch of guys, young guys no more, you're going to lead a bunch of older guys. And, you know, just having that seriousness and professionalism as soon as you meet a new team or you be around new players, that sort of respect is going to be there, especially from a point guard. So Coach Calero, you know, he taught me a lot of those things. You know, always be vocal, always be a leader, always walk around, you know, as professional. Don't do crazy things off the court, you know. And that's something that he prepared me for, and it's actually happening now, which is, you know, I'm thankful for him giving me the heads up.
So it sounds like you got some good advice from Coach Cal and Coach Calero. How often do you talk to Coach Calero?
Actually, I was just with Coach Calero yesterday. I went to visit the guys and practice and stuff like that. And, you know, we stay in touch through emails, you know, a day or two here. And I give him a text once in a while, you know. But we have a pretty good relationship.
Great. In your opinion, as somebody who's kind of coming up and trying to really kind of break in the professional ranks in Dominican and continue your career, what's the biggest thing, the biggest part of your game that you think you need to work on basketball-wise?
Just decision-making. My decision-making has always been great. It's always been good. But I know I could get better at it, you know, especially with taller guys and guys like, for example, this year at 6'6" was Will Taylor, which was a center. I played with a guy this year that was 7 feet. So it's like the playing against taller guys, my decision-making has to be better, you know, making the right plays for the right people. And I feel like that's a big key of being a professional point guard, is just decision-making. Everybody could score in the next level. So it's like they're not really looking for that. They're looking for special things like playmakers and stuff like that.
Guys to get guys in the right positions to be successful. Guys who are 7 foot, you don't want dribbling the ball more than once at a time. What's the one part of your game do you think that you're going to be able to kind of bank on the most going into the professional ranks in DR?
Scoring. I think I could score the basket. You know, it's more, this year I had to do both in Cal Poly, and I've always been a good scorer off the ball. I could play the one and the two. So I think in the professional level, as I speak to my agent, you know, it's about them stats. And the better stats you put up, the more money you're going to get paid. So that's just, you know, that's just being simple as a business. You know, if you're not putting up the numbers, you're going to get cut.
Sure. What during last year, it seemed like there were a few instances where the offense at Cal Poly needed to be at a certain tempo. It needed to be at maybe not the highest tempo in the world sometimes. And it seemed like there were instances where you could have, I don't know, taken an open shot early in the shot clock, or, you know, like wide open, maybe the first ball reversal, you're open on the wing and you could shoot a three, or you could continue to run the offense for 15 or 20 more seconds and make the other team work a little bit. Is that something that you're finding probably now you're going to be able to take that open shot when you get it? Is that the kind of thing you're talking about with scoring and so forth?
Yeah, definitely. The 35-second shot clock in college is way different. Now it's 24 seconds, so you have to take that first shot. You have to take that first opportunity, which in Poly, you know, we had a kind of like a grind-off offense and slow down the game. And, you know, and me being a point guard, I wouldn't say I wasn't able to take the shots, but it doesn't look right. You know, a point guard taking the shots and
Early in the offense,
it just doesn't look right. So
sure.
I was trying to do it my best as I can, and as finding guys like Dave Hanson, Will Taylor, Dylan Royer, like, you know, I made those guys better, and I'm happy I was with them for 1 year. But, you know, in the next level, it's going to be me going at and taking those shots, which is it's a big, big change. You know?
Seems like you're probably happy to do that and kind of enjoy that a little bit, too. That's great. Describe the hoops environment. Obviously, the one in Puerto Rico was unique, but describe what you're anticipating for going to the Dominican Republic and playing. And I guess before that, tell me kind of for everybody, what's the team you're going to be playing for in the Dominican, and what does that look like time-wise?
The Dominican Republic has a national league that's starting up in July, and they have a draft, like an NBA draft kind of thing. And I was selected number 7 in the first round, and from a team called the Cocolos of San Pedro in Dominican Republic, which actually went to the championship last year and lost. They play a 5-game series, I think it is. And it's just playing in Dominican Republic, playing in Puerto Rico and watching this, I kind of see what's going on. Like, every basket, people yelling. You know, it's not like people constantly, applauding for a good play, a great play. Every basket is intense. The crowd gets into it. The referees get into it. The plays are tougher. You get fouled harder, you know, and it's like you're not going to be baby no more. And it's like if you let the crowd get to you, then you're out of the game.
It's a man's game. I mean,
definitely. It's a man's game, definitely.
So that environment that you're anticipating is almost kind of an out-of-control college environment at some level during in the pro league. That's kind of what you're anticipating?
I think it's more like a soccer game. You know how they go crazy and stuff like that? That's just how, when we played in Puerto Rico, it was nuts. It was just people screaming and yelling, and every time out they'll scream and you can't hear nothing. It was just like playing, it was actually like playing in the Final Four or something like that. I never played in there, but I could picture it.
Great.
What are you going to miss the most about San Luis Obispo when you're moving? When do you move down to Dominican Republic? And then what are you going to miss the most about SLO?
I'm actually waiting for my agent to call me possibly today about my contract. And I don't know for sure when I'm leaving, but I have a national the thing with the Dominican national team. They want me to fly out in the 9th to go be with the team and be around those guys, which is from the 9th to the 13th. But the first game of the league is the 15th. So it's like, you know, it's kind of a little situation going on right now that's, you know, it's kind of crazy. But I'll know within the next couple of days how things are going to roll. Right now I'm just doing packing.
Just getting ready. And what are you going to miss the most about San Luis Obispo?
Just the people, man. It's just so nice, man. People, they greet you well. They speak good of you, you know, if you do the right thing. And, you know, the weather is beautiful. The beach out here, you know, just... This is the great support that I had from Coach Calero, the coaching staff, the teammates that I had, and everybody else around in the community.